Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are on fire, and that fire is coming from above. Joe, you're back on with our guest, Dr. K. Go ahead.
Yes.
You're reading from the scriptures.
Yes, Revelation 19, verse 19.
Uh-huh.
I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, all of them, and their armies gathered together to make war against him, capital H, that sat on the horse, and against his army.
Yeah.
This is the second rider on the white horse, not the first one of Revelation 6. The fake that comes first.
And make war against his human souls and the innocent and horrifying.
So
all
you
for
see that,
the lust for power, man. You know, in contrast, if we have the words of Muhammad, because they always want to make make it out like the Muslim's enemy, mm-hmm. The Muslim. Here's what the Prophet Muhammad said. Do not kill women, children, or non-combatants. Never kill the old or religious people. Now, our world thinks nothing of children getting wiped out by a cluster bomb. We make the cluster bombs to kill these people. So if you go back to Scripture, you're going to find every evidence against the killing and slaughter of the humanity. Not for it. You know?
Well, that's why this seed line is so important. Cain's seed line, right, Joe?
That's right.
That parable's a powerful one. God gave it to us to give us thought, to give thought to it. And I want to say this also, because again, our premise at the beginning is it really Islamic terror? Is that the issue? Is that the Quran calls Jesus the Ruh al-Qudus, that he was inspired with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It specifies him as the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It specifies him as the Messiah, with the Arabic word Masih. And this is why you'll hear Christian Arabs saying, Bis Masih. They'll say, you know, they'll use the word Masih, which means Messiah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
See, the question is, the proof will be put upon the whole world that he was the Messiah. And
I think everybody must know that by now, but if it needs more proof, let it be. Let it roll, man.
Yes. So, I mean, all these things that happened, like you were talking about Hitler, if it wasn't for Hitler, the good and the bad figs wouldn't have been planted in 1948. It was fulfilling the prophecy of the 70 weeks of Daniel and Jeremiah, the prophet.
Well, the basic
many
thing
Christian
is,
scholars
yeah.
before 1948 knew that that was the time frame in which the good and bad figs would be planted. They just didn't know who these good and bad figs were.
Well, that's right, and it's important for everybody mm-hmm. to know that Hitler was hired, just like Saddam was hired, just like our presidents are hired for this, you know, they're pre-positioned for the spot. Everybody wants to just make it out as prophecy, but you have to understand the mechanics of it. This, you know, they fund socialist tyrants so they can, there's a certain thing called greed and lust for power. Our job is, at least at a minimum, to say, no, we won't participate in this. Our lives and our souls are worth more, dead or alive, than to help you, you know, harm the human race. That's my position. And it's not a humanist one. It's a moral one. And I'm sure you can support this with the scriptures.
Yeah. Sure. I walk through this life, Dr. K, and I see many people want to kill the Kenites, not even knowing who they are.
Yeah.
And I see many who want to get in bed with the Kenites.
You're right.
They're the saviors.
You're right.
Yep.
And I
okay.
Thank you for that exposition, my dear.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay,
appreciate
you,
the call very well.
Okay.
And we'll be back with Don next. Stay tuned. More calls just ahead.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
1-800-313-9443 is our number. And Dr. K,
yeah.
you in your book, it's very important to show that in this this book that is not too skimpy, I might add, there are over 400 pages to your book, Wrongly Blamed. You have outlined in a very simple, very straightforward way the chronology of events and showing conclusively, I believe, that there is no way that this government in Washington has even attempted to prove that Islamicists were involved in planning and executing 9/11. No, absolutely no empirical evidence whatsoever.
I totally disproved that plot that the FBI and the White House and the Zionist backers, they call them neocons. Let's set it for the record that that's a press release statement. Those are Zionists. Whenever you see the word neocon, they're dual nationals,
dual
half
loyalists.
Israeli, half American.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've also proven that it was a Western attack. The West attacked itself. I hate to use the word West. It's kind of a loose term.
Right.
But Western powers, therefore Europe forward. Europe, America, Israel, those entities attacked themselves. In Sutton's book, he proves that an American basically lit the fuse for the Reichstag. He was a hired Secret Service agent for the cartel. He was in the opposite building. The tunnel was operated. They sent the guys in with the kerosene to the Reichstag. It was an American Secret Service agent of German descent who blew the Reichstag for the bankers so that Hitler could take over whatever he was supposed to take over. So that's off the side, but what I'm proving in the book is that there's all this false terror to service the desires, not of George Bush by himself, but of those who are behind George Bush, you see. You have to understand that part, too.
Or in front of George Bush.
Or on the side of George Bush.
Yes, yes. I like, because George Bush, I don't think George Bush could find his own way to his own car, to be honest with you, without help.
He mentioned he likes anteaters and the dogs, and he likes to watch the dog chase the anteater.
Yeah.
There are people around
I think he likes to chase the dog's tail. And a few others as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point I'm trying to make is obviously that, as you've outlined in the book, and there are very, very few books that I've read on the subject which I can pretty honestly recommend without any compromise. And yours is one of them because you cut to the quick and you don't waste any time and mince any words. And that's what I liked about the book when I first read it. You know, you're not shying away from the subject matter. You're calling a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoy about your book. And document it.
It's documented totally. And,
right.
And here's the special, actually. We'll do something similar.
Okay.
We can do.
All right.
We'll do the 2+2, the two wrongly blamed plus the Arabian connection and the words of Muhammad. We'll do it for $59.99 plus the postage. It's a fantastic. You know what we'll do, though? We'll include the Gaza DVD as part of the package. We'll still do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $100 and $120 worth of stuff.
For $59.99.
For $59.99. Now, quite a bit of that goes to the RBN.
Right, right.
So for $59.99 plus postage, you guys can get the whole thing. You get now, if you just want one book, you can call and order one book, you know, which is $19.95 plus postage. But go for the 2+2 because you could share, you could get the DVD. It's huge. The number, leave me a message or call, you know, if I'm around.
And don't put it off. Do it as fast as you can.
Yeah, 1-866-618-2503, 1-866-618-2503. For those who can't, I understand that Amazon has wrongly blamed on up. That's the only other source I've seen.
All right, good, good. Let's take another call, 800-313-9443. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hi, Rick. Hello,
yes.
Dr. K.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. That's the nicest thing anybody's called me all day.
Yes, it's been man.
I don't want to get off the subject of 9/11. I think it's fantastic what you've uncovered. I wanted to see if you were familiar with some of the research a few people are doing on the Bush family.
Yeah, I am very familiar with it.
Okay.
I have the article in front of me from the Guardian Unlimited. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I don't buy that they're the Bush family. I attribute their heritage to Germany.
Yes.
And I can unequivocally prove that they're from the Leipzig area. Actually,
oh, really?
A little town south of Leipzig.
Mm-hmm.
They went by the name Scherf.
Mm-hmm.
And Scherf is an old coin that goes back to the middle of the 16th century. Didn't last 100 years, but it was a two-sided coin that had sort of a mystical meaning, and it's a word that means a small gift to a greater whole.
Wow.
Now, what was interesting about what I found out, this came from a confession of Otto Skorzeny in 1999 in South Florida.
Wow. Who's Otto Skorzeny?
He was Hitler's bodyguard. He was also the commando that rescued Mussolini.
Oh.
And he was a boyfriend of Evita Peron.
Oh,
and inherited $100 million from her from stolen money that the Nazis were able to get over to Argentina.
Oh, right. Of course.
He claimed he co-founded the CIA with George Herbert Walker Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He also claimed his real name was George H. Scherf, Jr.
Oh, my.
George H. Scherf Sr. was Nikola Tesla's assistant, and he also worked as an auditor for Union Sulphur Company.
My Lord.
Which was owned by the Rockefellers.
Yes, of course.
Hermann Frosch, a chemist, German chemist, actually developed the sulfur extraction method for sulfur and oil using pressurized hot water. That
wow.
was a patented method that he was doing both for Union Sulphur and Standard Oil in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Now, I got interested in how George Herbert Walker, through his father, went to New York.
Yes.
What was interesting is I looked at the census records. In 1900, he claimed his parents were born in Missouri.
Mm.
Yet in 1910, he claimed his father was born in Maryland and his mother was born in Missouri.
Mm.
By 1920, George Herbert Walker claimed his father was born in Maryland and his mother was born in Maryland.
My Lord.
But he got it wrong all three times.
Yeah.
His father claimed he was born near Bloomington, Illinois.
Either that or he had a lot of mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to ask yourself why someone so prominent wouldn't know where their father was born.
Well, you know what? If you're doing some bad, you're always on the slink. And you know that the Union Guardian, the Guardian in London took the archives from the U.S. National Archive showing that Prescott Bush was involved with hiring Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Funding him. And even his the company that Bush is linked to continued to fund the German steel company, you know, Consolidated Silesian Steel, all the way, and you know, when they were using the slave labor,
mm-hmm.
which were Poles, Christians, Jews, whoever were there, when they were using the slave labor,
mm-hmm.
Bush was still connected to the plan by funding
yes.
it.
Now, they claim Prescott was born in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Not true. They claim he went to the Douglas School. There was no such school. Now, they
wow.
also claim he went to St. George's Academy or St. George's School in Newport, Rhode Island. And there are discrepancies as to his age, his birth date. Nikola Tesla had seen him around, knew him as George Scherf Jr., suggested they write a book about him, comparing him to a monkey, and thus sprang forth the book Curious George.
Wow.
The co-writer of that book, by the way, was murdered last year, the day before it was released by Disney. Alan Shalick was murdered in Florida.
Alan Shalick?
Yes.
How do you spell the last name?
S-C-H-A-A-E-C-K, I believe.
Okay. Well, one thing that is absolutely to add to it is the Brown Brothers Harriman, which was a huge, 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 powerful Jewish banking cartel.
Yes.
They were finger to finger with Prescott Bush.
Yes.
And Prescott Bush was running the UBC Bank. You know, you're talking about Union, the Union Bank Company.
Yes.
And they took gold, and it was published, I think, in the New York Times, and gave it to Hitler from the United States.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let me tell you something that I discovered.
Uh-huh.
Looking at George Herbert Walker a bit further.
Okay.
Based on his confusion and the fact that he's given the credit for financing the purchase by the Harriman brothers of the Hamburg America Line, which
uh-huh.
was the ships that traveled from Hamburg
yeah.
and Liverpool
yeah. mm-hmm.
to Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
He was given credit for establishing the credit for the Harriman brothers. Why did they need his help? Well, I found out that George Herbert Walker claims he went to Stonyhurst College in England. That is the seat of the Jesus Society, which is the Jesuit order. And
now that's making some sense now.
It is run by Peter Hans Kolvenbach.
Okay.
They controlled Francis Cardinal Spellman during the wars.
Wars, yeah.
And he was a member of the FBI and the CIA.
Right.
He had a pass to get in. And although he was a member of the secret MJ-12 committee.
You should summarize all that stuff and email it to somebody.
Okay, Don, you just whet the appetite. Thanks a lot.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank
John.
You for the call. We'll be right back with more. Jump aboard Dr. K, my guest, Wrongly Blamed, the book Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
That we are, that we are. How is it, Dr. K, that 90 years after the war to end all wars, we have more wars now than ever before and worldwide?
We've never dealt with the perpetrators. They brought the World Trade Center down and killed 4,000 or 5,000 of us. We've let them have free reign. We watched while they did exactly what they did to the Native Americans in full light of history in Palestine. We, the people, have an obligation to fight back. Look at the words of the Prophet Muhammad. Look at how we should be. The All-Merciful is merciful to those who themselves are merciful. So have mercy on the earthly creatures so that the one in heaven will be merciful to you.
Okay.
It's the Bible all over again. Look at this. Monopolies. The monopolist is a sinner and an offender. We, the people, have to bring the Spirit so deep into us that we become His soldiers too, not just His servants, but His His army of truth. That's
indeed
when we can change things. It's time that we it's a revolutionary.
It
They've
is.
Taken our country from us and our spirits. We take it back.
Absolutely. Let's take another call right now. We've got Larry in Illinois on the line. Hello, Larry. You're on with Dr. K.
Hello.
How are you doing, Larry?
Hello, Dr. K.
How you doing?
I just want to ask your opinion on a question. I've noticed in the last, I would say 6 months, maybe a year, that there's been a tremendous amount of pressure or people blaming the Catholic Church for, it seems like, you know, all the terrorism or somehow saying that it's the Catholic Church that's responsible somehow for initiating this war that we're in now.
Yeah.
And I was listening, actually, to RBN earlier today, and we're listening to a show. My wife and I are listening to a show, and the Catholic Church is a huge organization, and I'm sure they've had their fingers in places they shouldn't be, but I've never heard this really so heavily until the past year, and we were just wondering if it was like a way of deflecting attention away from the actual people.
Yes, and yes. Who did the Catholic Church bring down the World Trade Center? Were agents from the Catholic Church, mind you, we know the Catholic Church was involved in the Inquisition, we know all that, but let's pass that one. We know about Columbus, we know who, but there was also the Jews involved, too, don't forget, funding Columbus. But we know that, for example, that when five guys were caught with gunpowder on their hands at the World Trade Center trying to blow up the George Washington Bridge, they were from Israel. They weren't from the Vatican. So we're not absolving anything that causes corruption. But it is the Illuminati, you know, the whole... That's a huge, huge way to distract from who in God's name blew up the World Trade Center. Isn't that the issue in the United States?
Yeah,
you have a mass murder on your hands.
I just wanted to ask Rick, because I really kind of... respect his opinion a lot, and I thought I would ask you too, because you're involved in this type of stuff, and I don't understand why they're going after the Catholics as much as they are, unless it's a matter of deflecting opinion.
I think you hit the key word here, is you always set up another fall guy and a decoy when the time comes. And I'm not saying the Catholic Church, as it is not infiltrated, penetrated, and really serving the purposes of the New World Order, because they certainly are at the highest echelons. However, that's not the head of the beast. That's not the head of the snake, in my view.
You know that the Catholic Church went to the Rothschilds for loans.
Of course. And who is appointed now to be at the Vatican to advise the Pope? Henry Kissinger.
Well, there, is that your answer or what?
I'm Catholic. I'm not trying to absolve the Catholic Church.
No, good observation. God bless the Catholic people. Good observation. You know, you're a religious people. You're a decent people. You did not pull down the World Trade Center. Are you conspiring to do such acts, period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to check out what I was thinking.
A lot of people go down that path, and because they see in Revelation, they think they see, you know, the woman, the whore that rides the horse, the beast, and so forth, and they think that that is Rome today. You know, at the time in Palestine and the Roman Inquisition, yeah, that was a Babylonian type of system. But in the end times Babylon that we talk about on this program today, they are nothing but a cog in the wheel of the machinery that runs the city. The city that covers the whole earth, the city of commerce, the city of trade. Jerusalem.
Do not the Catholics believe in the word of Jesus?
Yeah.
His body, his word, his acts, his essence? Then how in God's name could they create wars against humanity? Just for money and gold and wealth and power and status and carving up the world. I don't buy it.
Well, I know they've done some evil, vile things. I'm not trying to get them off the hook, but I don't think they're major players. And
well, they're indebted to the cartel of power.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. Very good call, though. Larry, a very good call. We'll be back with much more. 800-313-9443. Get the package. Get the books. Call that number. We'll give it to you when we come back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Blamed the real facts behind 9/11 and the London bombings. The number to call, 866-618-2503. Do it tomorrow while Dr. K is here processing your orders. Leave a message for him and the two other books, The Arabian Connection and The Words of the Prophet Muhammad. Definitely, you want to get the kit.
It's a huge value, that kit, too, isn't it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, to buy these books off the shelf, to go into a bookstore if you could ever find them there and get these books, you know you're going to spend well over $75
today. Oh, yeah.
Paperback books, and particularly this Wrongly Blamed, which is over 400 pages.
Sure.
You know, and it costs money to mail.
Sure,
mail these things today. The cost is, they're always going up.
Yeah.
But let me do this before we take the next call. 1-800-313-9443. It's important, I think, to look back in history and, you know, to document everything that we say.
It really is.
Today, the you know, whether it's the Holocaust industry, like Dr. Norman Finkelstein, who exposes that hoax, or someone else like Mr. Black, who exposes the transfer agreement between Hitler and Jews.
Sure.
There are a number of Israeli authors and Jewish authors. One of them, Lenny Brenner.
Sure. Sure.
She wrote the book documenting Zionist collaboration with the Nazis. Okay.
Sure.
Now, that's something that doesn't get much play or much press in the New York Times, but it's there.
With Lenin and collaboration with Stalin.
Absolutely. Then you've got the Iron Wall, Zionist revisionism from Jabotinsky to Shamir, 1984. Yep. That book was written by Lenny as well. So you've got just a couple of examples there, not to mention Naomi Galati's book, Ben-Gurion's Scandal, 1995. Yep. You know, there's a big scandal. Always, we hear about corruption. We hear about how corrupt Saddam was, how corrupt this one was, that one was. But we never hear about the widespread corruption going on in Jerusalem and
in
the government.
The organ trade is so vile, where they've been
caught in the Knesset
to kill a Palestinian girl, that cut out the organs and sell them. It's horrifying.
Oh, it is. True. And that's been documented over and over, but it's ignored, Dr. K.
Totally.
It's ignored by the media.
Those of us that believe, we can't in our hearts support this. These are our brothers. The world is our brotherhood and our sisterhood. This is our obligation.
To take a lesson from their own history book, we cannot afford to remain silent again, never again, and yet it's happening again now, and these are the perpetrators today. Let's take Kevin in Indiana now. He's on the lines. Hello.
Good evening, Goyim. Happy Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. How's it going, Kevin?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Sometimes I wonder why I do what I do, but
you gotta keep doing it, Kevin. You have to keep the truth going.
Yeah, I have to go against what you just said about the Catholic Church. Satan's been around since the Garden.
Yeah,
and he'll use anything he can to bring about the complete annihilation of mankind before Jesus returns. Thus, we have the verse: if Jesus didn't return before his appointed time, there'd be no flesh left alive. And so the Catholic Church has done a real good job. And the man that called in probably is a Catholic, and he's probably in his 40s or something, it sounded like. And he's coming to the realization
that's
that he's
not
been lied.
But that wasn't his point. Let me make mine first.
Yeah. And he's come to the realization that he's been lied to his entire life. And he goes, holy cow, this can't be true, because if it does, it really shifts my paradigm.
That isn't what he raised. You know, you may be right about all that and all that, but he raised the issue of the last year making it apparent that the Catholic Church was behind conspiratorially 9/11, the London bombings, global terror. And that simply does not stand up to the facts that we found on the ground.
Well, the Knights of Malta are heavily involved, and
that may,
really should.
Know, all of that
you know,
is,
I'd like
is
to bring
quite
up something
plausible,
else that was
but that's
spoken
not
of.
What he raised. He raised a different issue.
Okay, well, let's go past that.
Okay, next issue.
Now, the next issue is the Tesla's connection and the name Scherf. Now, the other night, Rick had on his show the fact that Nikola Tesla grew up in the Vatican. His father worked for the Vatican, and Nikola Tesla was able to get into the libraries and that's possibly how he came up with all of his inventions out of the libraries that the Catholic Church had stored away. And now you tell me that maybe George Bush, really Scherf, his father was the assistant of Nikola Tesla. And so there we have another connection into the Vatican.
Mm.
I don't want to bash Catholics either because, you know, I play music at the old folks' home on Wednesday nights here in town, and there's a 92-year-old lady named Wanda who's a Catholic, lovely little lady, and she just is my biggest fan, you know. So how can I be against
Wanda? You know what we should do, my friend? We should have a show on the Vatican. I think we should, because you're right. There's a lot of issues we need to raise.
Yes.
I really agree with that.
I just wish I could be your neighbor and Rick's neighbor. We'd all live three side by side because...
We could do it.
Yeah.
And we could bring our little Catholic friend, too.
Yes, Wanda would be there.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Did you want to bring up anything else?
Well, no, but just be careful when you say the Catholic Church isn't involved, because there are everybody that isn't...
Who said that? Who said the Catholic Church?
No, you know what, we didn't.
Just if you aren't under the influence of the Holy Spirit or have the direct indwelling, you cannot do good. It's as simple as that.
Right.
So
let's reserve it to a show on the Vatican.
Right. The institution itself and the hierarchy are not to be confused with the people.
Let's do it.
Sure. All right. Well, who do you recommend? Who do you recommend as a guest?
I don't know, but you guys think about it, and I'll do some research, too. And, no, you've spurred some thinking that way. Let's do
it. Very good. All right.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kevin.
Down, my dear.
All right. Yeah. And 800-313-9443 is the number. Now we'll open up another Pandora's box. But see, as you pointed out, Dr. K, when we're dealing with 9/11 and we're dealing with the Bolshevik Revolution and World War II and all of this, it is the same common names. It's the same commonality.
You know, you said it right.
The same tribes.
Let's put the data to the deal.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Put the data down.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Sure, but I mean, here we go, in incontrovertible evidence of Israeli complicity.
I have the wire transfers from the Jewish banks.
And yet, there have never been any prosecutions, though we know from Fox News, we know from the FBI that they picked up all of these so-called art students that were posing as art students, were actually agents from Israel that were spying on Americans and American installations at the time of 9/11.
Solitary
were picked up
confinement.
And let go. Yeah. They were sent back home. No prosecution and no follow-up, no investigative journalism by the so-called media geniuses.
No.
Doesn't that tell us something?
It sure does.
Now, we're not saying, and I know I wouldn't say, the Vatican does not have a relationship, and most definitely has a relationship with this Pope, with the Zionist state.
It's just that we have to stick with the hard facts for now. If we find a Vatican connection, we'll expose that.
But remember, all of these things may be true, as you say, Dr. K, and you can make a case for anything, but the scriptures are clear. You want to go for the head and not the tail?
Yeah.
You want to go for the head and not the stomach? You want to go for the head and not the leg?
Yeah.
Go to the head, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Then you'll see all the other pieces come into play. And you'll understand there are many fronts, but there is one brain. You know the Wizard of Oz story?
Oh, sure.
And the guy who's pretending to be, the wizard? He's the one who's orchestrating everything.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of little minions out there. He has a lot of front groups. He has masons and so forth. But he's
the
guy
that's...
You
know what? I may be a little bit partial to Catholics. I always found them to be very interesting people.
Right.
And I'm willing to raise the issue, but let's do it separately. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's a subject in itself. And
it
that,
is.
That can be done, sure.
It is. For example, in the Vatican Library, there are apparently old original scriptures that they won't release because it violates their position. So, there's a lot to it.
Absolutely. The veil of secrecy exists all over. Let's take another call from Gary now in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. You're on the air, Gary, right here on RBN.
Okay. I'll try to be logical in my thinking. I have studied this thing for about 10 years, and I find that it starts at the top with the, let's just call them the global elite. I don't know who the hell they are.
Powerful people, let's call it that.
Okay.
Powerful people.
Under them is the banking cartels.
Yes.
And under them are the governments.
Yes.
Under them are the, what do you want to call, like the CIA, Mossad?
Sure.
MK6,
yeah, because they're hired guns,
MK5,
actually.
MI6,
whatever.
MI6, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Now, and then there's the Jesuits, and there's the Catholic Church, there's the Zionists, and there's the neocons. And the point I want to make is you can take any one of those groups and through compartmentalization and layerization, if that's not a good word to use, I suppose, but between the layering and the compartmentalization, you have black elements within all of these organizations.
That's true.
All FBI agents aren't bad.
Right.
All county sheriff deputies aren't bad.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All CIA analysts aren't bad.
All senators and all congressmen aren't bad.
Right.
George Bush is an embarrassment to me. That guy couldn't find his backside with both hands in a well-lit room. He isn't smart enough to run this country.
No.
He's being told what to
do. But he doesn't have to be, right.
Right.
That's the whole point.
And those above them being the bankers and being the global elite and whatever, they tell these governments what to do.
That's true.
And I have traveled the world, and I have talked to the heartland of each and every world I visited or country I visited, and all they want a roof over their head.
Exactly.
They want to be warm in the winter.
Exactly.
They want to be cool in the summer. They want to feed their children.
Exactly.
They want to raise their children.
Beautiful.
They want to play with their kids. They want a job. They're not lazy. They want to go out and work.
They're willing to work.
Earn a living and buy the necessities in life. It's this way all around the world.
It's true. You speak the
truth. And what I'm saying is...
Yeah, you speak the truth. Amen to that. And you know what?
The black elements within all these separate groups, you can't blame any one group. It's all of them.
Yeah, no, it's true. Buzzy Krongard, the CIA ex-chief, said, look, if you want the facts... We don't work for you. We don't work for the government. We work for Wall Street. All right.
Well, that's true. That's the banking end of it.
You know, when I was in Turkey, the bankers were with me and they got drunk. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The bankers told me flat out, we can't breathe in this country unless your powerful people tell us how to breathe. We don't have an ounce of freedom. Your CIA and through your powerful ones run our country.
Well, let me say one thing. George Bush thinks he's the decider. I'm the decider on this property.
That's right, baby.
And I got the decider tool right next to the front door.
Right.
And they want to deal with that. Bring it on.
And you know what? But spread the word about the knowledge that you've got. Keep it up, okay?
I talk to everybody I can. And you know something?
I know.
They're too busy earning a living. They're too busy paying for their kids.
Well, the pain level hasn't increased enough, Gary. That's the problem.
Thanks,
they're
Gary.
Trying to pay for all this.
Okay, Gary. Thanks for your call, brother.
You speak the truth, and thank you.
We hear you. We hear you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. Do we have another caller? Right now, screened? Okay, not yet. All right. If we try to keep our callers rational anyway. But here's the thing. The offer that Dr. Kay's making, it's not just so he can bring books to your attention and just have you read yourself to death. The whole idea is to try to get the word out and also keep us getting the word out by helping with the costs
because
of broadcasting.
Because you know what, Rick, by this broadcast, we've maybe prevented another internal terror act. Believe me, they were trying to blow a nuclear plant. They were trying to blow the Alaskan pipeline. But all this awareness can't hurt.
No.
It's the only thing we've got is our truth.
Here's a story for you. The Iranian scientist death. This is the latest. Have you heard about this?
No, I didn't hear about the Iranians under siege.
Well, you know, the death of Andreshir Hassanpour, a 44-year-old scientist, one of the country's leading nuclear scientists,
in
fact.
He was assassinated by the West.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because, you know, there are several theories floating around.
No, no.
But who has the most vested interest in having him dead?
No, he would have been assassinated by the cartel.
There you go. One of the cartel.
Out.
And
they're trying to provoke Iran by more pain.
They know that.
More
they
murder.
Know that. Yep, yep.
Everybody knows it. There is a proxy war against Iran as we speak.
Right now, we're still violating Iranian airspace. We've got these drones flying there. We've got manned aircraft right in the vicinity of Iran, circling Iran, encircling her. And what's going to happen is a provocation. This is what even Zbigniew Brzezinski has come out and made. He's one of the globalists.
Did. Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
So there you go. Get the word out. That's the issue. You call Dr. K.
Don't send your sons and daughters to be murdered for the Israelis,
Well, for anybody. You know, I would never have served in any of these wars because I know darn right well I wouldn't be serving America,
you wouldn't
but America's enemy.
Creator. That's for sure. You'll be serving the other side.
Absolutely not. No. And as Christians, I think we need not to be pacifists, but to be Christians. And that means defending ourselves against the real enemy, the enemy within, in the United States government.
Stick with the scriptures, man. You can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. No. The number, Dr. K, to call?
The number to call, get the kit, is 1-866. This is our service, 1-866-618-2503, 1-866-618-2503. I'll tell you it again, they have a hard time with this number. It's an 866 number, okay? Forget that part, 866. Now, 618-2503, okay?
Yep.
You do it.
All right, because you'll be leaving in a few, couple of weeks or so.
Oh, here and there, you know.
And you'll be busy, so we want to make sure that this is done now while you're here, because when you come back, then we'll have a lot more to talk about, I'm sure, with the world stage being set for the next crisis. This is a magic year.
We shot down the Iranian airliner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we Kissinger put the Iran-Iraq war on the table, and a million people dead. Why do we want to kill more people?
More than that. All right, we'll be back to sum up with Dr. K. Get a quick call. You can jump in now, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we only have a few minutes left, Dr. K, and I know that what you've been saying tonight, what I've been saying, we've been saying for a long time, and more people, yes, indeed, are coming to the realization now that we've been lied to, not only about 9/11, but we've been lied to just about everything from the wars of the past to the wars of the future, and yet George Bush and the neocons that have taken over this government, they come out and admit that, hey, we're just having fun. We're just beginning. We haven't really exercised our clout yet. You know, they don't intend to just bomb Iran and go through Syria. They want to go ultimately right through to Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And that was an ADL paper, a white paper, 4 years ago that we mentioned that named Saudi Arabia as the kingdom, the kingdom of hate.
Well, they want all of it. But
they
want
the whole world under
their
control.
You need a murder trial. First of all, George Bush is a Zionist agent, and so is Cheney, and both of them claim to have some sort of a Zionist Israeli or Zionist State of Israel root.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Cheney particularly has been on all the Jewish boards. But that's no matter. What's really important is that they're co-conspirators in the murder of Americans. And then if you look at Prescott Bush, have you ever heard of high crimes, treason, selling out your country, collaboration with the enemy? So it's no different now. You're collaborating with dual nationals. They are the enemy. They've hemorrhaged the treasury. This Dov Zakheim, as we've proven, took out $2.3 trillion, and the rabbi and vaporized it from our money. He, what's more, was involved with Systems Planning Company, which has the drones or the remote control planes that rammed into the Trade Center. So you've got a presidency, a vice presidency, a Speaker of the House, all of them front men for the dual nationals. You got high crimes, man. But the most important thing is, let's get the murder trial going. We have people from all over the world that were murdered in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them Americans. Most Christians, first Christians, then Muslims and Jews. That's the Jews and Hindus. First Christians murdered, the most number. Second, Muslims. Third, Hindus and Jews. What is going on?
And we have in Italy and Europe these trials now of CIA men.
Sure.
That's good. I mean,
it's the beginning
of something.
That's
right.
The beginning.
We need more of that.
I'm telling you, the Vatican is not the prime, is not the perpetrator in this one. I don't care about, we know about what the Vatican did in the Inquisition. We know about its role in burning scientists alive. We know. That's another story.
No. Yep. Well, I think we're out of time because the clock is ticking here. We've covered this ground week after week. We've been doing it now for several months, and I just hope we have created enough interest that people will start doing their own research
again,
now.
Again,
1-866-1866-618-2503
to get the 2+2 plus the Gaza DVD, man.
All right. And will we talk to you again before you leave in another week?
Let's see how things go in the news.
All right, I'll leave that up to you.
You know what? Let's talk again if the news permits, huh?
All right, Dr. Okay. K, thank you. Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, another fascinating show. Back again, Lord willing, tomorrow night, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting, right here, rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, everyone. Okay, Mark.